Beautiful, beautiful. Welcome back. Don't you just love this photo? Isn't it just so gorgeous? It is time to receive. Now that you've begun to identify where in your life you're being asked to receive, now that you have a clearer understanding of the difference between gifting and giving and the energy you really require to open up to receive versus that taking and entitled energy in your life, begin to feel your opportunity to open up to a higher level of receiving. What are you identifying with in your life right now that is no longer aligned with who you require to be? So we're going to call upon your indie energy inside of this question. And after, I have a few questions for you. And after everyone, I am going to invite you to pause the module and answer this. This is a deeper question. I'd like you to spend a few minutes on this. Think about your life and the things that are in your life right now. What of those have you actually outgrown? Where are you no longer in alignment, and what is it that's no longer in alignment with who you require to be at this given life stage? What have you allowed yourself to get trapped inside of that really, when you're honest with yourself and you listen to your indie, it's clear that that no longer is in full service of the woman that you are? Go ahead and pause this module. Take some time here. This is a beautiful practice where you begin to open up the indie energy, begin to hear her and listen to her and identify with a higher truth. Now that you've answered the first question, yes, meet me back here because we want to deepen this together. So if for any reason you didn't answer it, please go back and allow yourself to identify that. And don't be worried about getting it right or wrong, or if there's more than one. Just choose one that feels most congruent to you right now. And you don't need to do anything about it. It's just identification right now that you're bringing forward into your awareness. The next question is, how is this stopping you from receiving what is calling you in your life? So whatever it is you're over-identifying with, whatever it is that's still in your life that's no longer congruent with who you truly are, how is that stopping you from receiving what is calling you forward next? It's really scary, isn't it? Once we've identified something that's no longer working, what we realize is that holding on to that is holding space that's not allowing ourselves to move into that next level. So what is it for you? It might be a belief. It might be a physical object. It might be a location. It might be a person. It could be anything. Once you've identified it, go deeper into your indie and ask, how specifically is that stopping you from receiving what's calling you forward next? Trust yourself. Trust the answers. You can do this. Then meet me back here. How is this making you feel? Be aware of a lot of tenderness that can come forward. Anger can also be present. I've got dinner prep coming soon. Anger can also be present. How does it make you feel that you've been holding on to something that's no longer serving you and that's really out of alignment for you and that's stopping you from your next level? Just be real with yourself right now. Does it make you feel sad? Does it make you feel angry, pissed off, entitled? What is it? What comes forward for you? What judgments have you been holding against pleasure? Now, this might seem like it's a question that's a little bit out of left field, and it is not. It is not out of left field. I invite you to trust it. What begins to happen inside of the indie, that as you have awarenesses of what it is you're really desiring to experience, and as you gift yourself permission to own and claim that really is what you're seeking to experience, you've got to be aware of pieces of yourself that you're holding back from pleasure. So begin to identify, we're going to talk a lot more about this in the next module, but begin to identify now what judgments you might have against pleasure. What does it mean if you have pleasure in your life? What surfaces for you? Go ahead and answer that question, and then, of course, you know, meet me back here. Why? Why are you blocking yourself from receiving now? It's very interesting, isn't it? We will prepare ourselves to receive in the future. We will figure out what it is we need to do to be good. so that we can get what we want later. I'm not interested in you living you fully later. I'm interested in you living you fully now. And in order to do that, you've got to enhance your sense of receiving to receive what's in front of you at any given moment. So many women find themselves constantly escaping the present for the hope of a better what, whatever it might be in the future. In the moment you escape, you block your sense of receiving. See how many times this week you actually pull yourself into the future or put yourself back in the past, because every time you do that, you block yourself from receiving what's in front of you at this given moment. You cannot receive something that's in the future, and you cannot receive something that's in the past. It's done. So what is it for you right now? What is it that you go to that you feel like, okay, if I get a better body, a better house, a better marriage, a better what? What do you feel you need to receive in order to allow yourself to move forward? Because whatever that is, you're utilizing as a block from gifting yourself to the permission to receive right now. So what is it you're using? What is it that you're using that, oh, if I just had a better blank, then I'd give myself permission to receive? Identify what that is for you, and then meet me back here. Now that you've identified what that is, and it could be anything, you know, you've heard, I'm sure we've all played this game. Well, if I have a better body, then I'll let myself go to that next level. If I had a better marriage, if I had a bigger house, if I had a better car, if I had more money, if I, then I would give myself permission to be all of who I really am. How is this stopping you from receiving the present? And why do you let it? Again, I invite you to really hear me. There is not a right or wrong answer around this. I am not looking for something specific. All I'm opening to is for you to really hear. Hear inside what's true for you and trust it. Trust it. It doesn't need to be logical. In fact, many times it is not. So how is it stopping you from receiving the present? And why do you let it? Answer that very tenderly and beautifully. And then meet me back here. Once you've completed that, I have a receiving exercise to share with you. Again, please, please honor your inner knowing that this entire program is set up to really serve you and open up your sense of receiving. So I do invite you to follow along. And if at any point you need to pause and you need to come back, that's okay. It's okay. It's all good. The receiving exercise, I'm sure you're familiar with I am statements. You know, very often they can be called mantras, but the beautiful thing about an I am statement is it puts you in the present. And remember, the only way you can receive is if you're in the present. So you're going to be creating three I am statements specifically for your indie femtype. They can either be about what you're going to receive or who you are. I have some examples here. So I am lovingly, with the greatest of ease, receiving hundreds of millions of dollars through my elegant femme business as I change the world one panty at a time. I've actually had that mantra for a long, long, long time, and it's funny to see the lingerie in there. I am gracefully and elegantly receiving my own beauty while lovingly tending to my body and my relationship. I am peaceful, powerful, and purposeful as I receive who I truly am and allow myself to be who I am in any given moment. So just an example here. These do not have to resonate with you in any shape or form. That's fine. These are mine. That's true. I will own them. However, whatever it is for you, a truth inside, whether it's what you're going to allow yourself to receive or who it is you know you're going to allow yourself to be. So take a moment, pause the recording, and go ahead and allow yourself to create three I am statements that feel truthful to you. Here they are. Here's, you can do this on your sheet. And also inside of step two, I think I should give this to you actually right away because it'll assist you. I invite you to think about your intention to receive and actually who you want to be in every given situation that you allow yourself to receive within. So, do you want to be joyous while celebrating the little moments? Do you want to be alive and juicy? This is crucial because if you miss this step, you're actually going to miss out on your ability to receive. So let me back up and clarify what I mean here. You see here in example number one, I say, I am lovingly and with the greatest of ease receiving. So how is it you want to receive what it is you want to receive? Whether it's who you're being or something specific inside your life. Again, as an example, I am gracefully and elegantly receiving. I am peaceful, powerful, and purposeful as I receive. So it's not just about what it is you want. It's also how you would like to receive it. Really important. Remember we talked about in the very beginning, this is a co-creative opportunity between you and spirit. You get to feel into not just getting whatever it is you get, but also how you want to participate in the process. So I personally am not willing to receive hundreds and millions of dollars through Elegant Femme in a way that doesn't feel good to me. I want to be in integrity. I want to feel good. I want it to be easy and loving. So allow yourself to come forward and begin to articulate inside of your indie how you would like things to be. So that's what step two is about here. Okay? So once you've completed that receiving exercise, go ahead and meet me back here. And I just have a few quick tips to share with you about your opportunity to increase your sense of receiving and how you can more deeply connect with your indie. I'll meet you back here.